I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. This is what happens. Somebody's got to disagree for us to make progress, for us to move to the next level. And not only do you have to disagree, I want to make sure I'm being clear, emphasize that you got to prove yourself right when you disagree.
Stay all day,
talk. Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Listen up. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when you have yet to achieve the success you have expected. And on top of all this, you're going to become a go-getter with the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you now have the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is, if everybody is agreeing with everything you're doing, every idea you have, every action that you take, everything you represent, you are probably not doing anything. Now, I understand that in life, we want people to agree with us. The more people agree with you, the more people are going to listen to you, going to follow you. They'll buy from you. They'll sign up for your stuff. They will follow you on your social media platforms. They'll co-sign whatever it is you're doing. They'll like and retweet whatever it is you post on social media. You want people to agree with you in many ways. And being an agreeable individual will help you make friends and influence people and build your network and get all the warm and fuzzy feelings that you get from connecting with other individuals. But at the same time, see, there's a yin and yang to everything here in life. If everybody is agreeing with you, if everything you do, people just agree and people say, yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, I'll do that. And yes, I'll buy that. If everybody's agreeing with everything you're doing, you're probably not doing anything but just representing the status quo. And we all know how we feel about the status quo here. We talked about the status quo back in a prior episode of this podcast, and that if you are angling to maintain the status quo, or you're just okay with the status quo, you're probably losing. Episode number 401 is how to disturb the status quo and get your way in life. And people who want to stay with the status quo are losers. Why? Because the world is always moving forward. Not because it's just my opinion. If you just think about it, the world is always moving forward. It's literally moving, and things are moving. Technology is moving. Ideas are moving. Ways of doing things are moving. And the status quo means to maintain. It means stagnant. It means to stay. It means stasis, staying exactly where you are. So if you're trying to stay in one spot while the world is actually moving forward by being neutral, by default, you are losing. So if you're having everyone agree with you, usually the masses of people agree with things that they already know, things that have already been established, things that already exist, things that people have already seen. So if everything you do is being agreed with, all you're doing is representing what already is established, which means you're not helping move the world forward. You're taking us backwards. You're keeping us in neutral. You are keeping us in the status quo. So I want to help you, help shake you out of that here in today's episode. Point number one, if all you are doing is what is based on, everything you're doing is based on what is already agreed upon, listen, the world does not need your presence. Everything that you're doing already exists. Why would the world need your presence if everything you're doing is already here and it already exists? All you are extra. You are superfluous. You are fluff. It doesn't mean that you can't make an honest living from it. Doesn't mean you can't make an honest living and have a good job and a house and a white picket fence and a car and 2.5 children and a dog. Doesn't mean that you can't do that and you can't pursue the American dream or the European dream or the African dream or the Australian dream or whatever dream it is you're going after in life. But if everything you're doing is based on what's agreed upon, I mean, how are you going to help us move forward? How are you going to help us do anything new? How are you going to help us create a breakthrough? Because I want you to understand, if you didn't know, this podcast is for people who want to do that. This podcast is for people who want to move things forward, who want to do something that does not already exist, who want to break through the glass ceilings or the concrete ceilings or the imaginary ceilings and set new standards. People who want to do something that has other people 50 years, 100 years from now saying, man, I want to do what fill in the blank, your name, did back in 2022 or in 2016 or in 2034. That's who this podcast is for. That's who I make this podcast for. If you happen to not be in that group and you want to keep listening, and that's fine. I just want to let you know that I don't make this with you in mind. I make it with those people in mind. So if you're a type of person who just wants to do what's already agreed upon, that's great. These episodes ain't really for you, but if you want to listen, I'm happy to have you. Doesn't mean you can't make an honest living in your life. However, point number two, today's topic again is if everybody agrees with everything you're doing, you're probably not doing anything. Understand that all human progress, people, happens as a result of someone who disagreed with what is or what was, and then they proved themselves correct. I'm going to repeat that. All human progress happens and will happen and has happened as a result of a person or people who disagree with what already was or what already is or what already will be. And then after they disagree, they proved themselves correct in disagreeing. Now, once they prove themselves correct in disagreeing, then it becomes accepted. Whatever they disagreed on is no longer disagreed on with most people. Then everybody accepts it and says, okay, now, in order for us to move forward again, somebody needs to find a new way to disagree. And then we progress again. Then somebody finds a new way to disagree. And then we progress again. It used to be, and let's just think about this. It used to be that if I wanted to have some kind of communication with you, if I had something I needed to say and I wanted you to know about it, I needed to come physically find you and say it to you. And if I could not physically find you and be face to face with you, I just couldn't get my message over to you. And that was pretty much it. Then we figured out a way to communicate through writing or through symbols. So you had hieroglyphics and then you had language. So people could write down or make a drawing or some type of imprint of what they wanted other people to know, leave it somewhere. And then you could get the message, even though we weren't physically in the same space. Then there was a way for me to maybe physically write a message to you in some way and get it sent to you. Have somebody come find you and get the message to you, even though, again, we weren't in the same space. Then someone came up with this idea. I guess it's credited to Alexander Graham Bell. And I know I'm skipping over many, many years of history here. Alexander Graham Bell is credited with coming up with this idea that I could be in one place and just using a device, an electronic device, I could get my message across to you, even though you were 1,000 miles away from me, and you could get exactly what I wanted to say coming directly from me through this form of messaging. Then someone came up with a phone that didn't even need cords. You had the cordless phone. You had the cordless phone in the house, you know, the one that it did have the receiver, but you could pick up the cordless and you could walk around the living room, walk around the kitchen, and you didn't have to worry about the cord wrapping all over your body or around the dog or around the kids. Then someone came up with the smartphone. And again, I know I'm skipping over many, many iterations of communication here. Someone came up with the smartphone and said, okay, how about we can write messages down on the phone, press a button, and that almost instantaneously goes to somebody else's similar device, their similar smartphone or cell phone or mobile phone before we even had smartphones. they could get the message. And then we could go back and forth as many times as we wanted, and it didn't even matter. Those are the ways that people disagreed. Someone disagreed that we had to be face to face. Then someone disagreed that we had to have wires. Then someone disagreed that these communication devices even needed to be in our houses. Then someone disagreed that there needed to be any space and time between me saying my message and you actually receiving the message. And someone's going to disagree in the future, and then we're going to move forward again. This is what happens. Somebody's got to disagree for us to make progress, for us to move to the next level. And not only do you have to disagree, I want to make sure I'm being clear, emphasize that you got to prove yourself right when you disagree. See, some people may say, well, I disagree with the way things are going right now. I think I can do it different. I think I can do it better. I think I'll be the first. I'm going to be the one who does this thing that everybody else has tried and failed at, or that no one has ever tried. I'm going to be the one who's going to try it, and I'm going to make it work. You got to be right. You got to be right. Once you prove yourself right, now it becomes an accepted idea. Now you become an icon. You become a legend. Now you become part of the status quo eventually. If you don't keep finding something else to disagree with, something else to move forward with, you become part of the status quo. We look at a guy like Steve Jobs. If you didn't read the Steve Jobs biography written by Walter Isaacson, I suggest that you do. It's a long book, but it's a very good book. And it's not just about, well, it is about Steve Jobs' life. But if you read the book, you can see how many times he disagreed with what the status quo was, and he proved himself right damn near every time. And that's why he became the legend that he became. That when I say his name, I don't even have to explain to you who he was or what company he started or why he matters, right? Everybody knows. Because he disagreed many times and he was right many times. First, he disagreed, and I'm not going to have the timelines right on this, but he disagreed with the way computers were designed. He said people thought the conventional wisdom was, if you remember, computers needed to be open source. They needed to be able to be taken apart so that the user, you or I, who bought the computer, who wasn't a computer genius, could take the computer apart and kind of custom fit the computer however they wanted and do whatever they wanted to the operating system and make it basically customize the computer. The same way, you know how people customize cars. They buy the car and they work under the hood and they soup the car up and they do all this stuff to it. I remember I was in Philadelphia 2 summers ago, or maybe it was last summer, and I had rented a vehicle, and we had it was a Camaro. This white Camaro, and I didn't know Camaros were such a big deal, but everywhere I went with that Camaro, people were like impressed by the car. So I remember I was at Rita's Water Ice. This is in Abington, PA. I'm at the Rita's, and the guy who served us, he didn't even see the car because the way the window was situated. But then he came outside of the store because maybe he was going on break or he was done with his shift, and he saw me getting in the car. He was like, man, that's a nice car. And I said, thanks. He said, you have anything in it? Like, he was asking me, did I do anything to it? Any kind of customization to the car? And I said, no, I didn't do anything. It's just all factory. I didn't tell him it was a rental, but that's pretty much why there wasn't anything done to it. And if it was my car, it probably wouldn't have been a Camaro because I'm not into car customization and none of that stuff. But the thing is, back to my story, I digress. Steve Jobs disagreed with the conventional wisdom that believed human beings wanted to customize their computers. He believed that human beings just needed something that was ready-made. It was set exactly as it was, and it was very user-friendly. It wasn't geek-friendly. See, computers used to be a geek thing, right? Only people who were computer nerds really used computers that much because they knew exactly how to program them. They knew exactly how they wanted to customize them. Steve Jobs said, well, listen, the average person who's not a computer geek is going to want to use these things. So how about we make a computer for the average guy who knows nothing about what goes, quote unquote, under the hood of a computer? Let's make it very simple for the end user to use the computer. So simple, in fact, that even a caveman can do it, as we say these days. And that's, people didn't agree with that. People said, no, Steve. People want to be able to customize their things. The average person, the athlete who plays basketball, or the person who works as an administrator at some business office, or a construction worker, or a school teacher, or a salesperson, they don't want a computer. What the hell are they going to do with a computer? Steve Jobs disagreed with that conventional wisdom. That was conventional wisdom at one time, people. He said, everybody's going to want a computer. We want everybody to have a computer. And not only do we want everybody to have it, because Bill Gates also had a similar idea, we want the computer to be so simple and easy to use that you can just take it right out of the box. There's no big, thick instruction manual that you have to read to figure out how to turn the thing on. It is so simple and easy to use that anybody can use one. That was a disagreement. It sounds silly now, right? For me to say that that was going against the grain, but that's how right Steve Jobs proved himself in creating what he created with Apple. That now everybody, literally everybody, has a computer. Your iPad, your phone, your laptop. These are all the type of computers that Steve Jobs envisioned. Then he envisioned After that, he envisioned that, you know what, we can do something different with this. We know people have phones. Then there were cell phones, right? We had cell phones, and on a cell phone back in, let's say, the early 2000s, those of you who had cell phones back then, remember, you can make phone calls and you can send texts. Those are basically the only two things you could do with a cell phone. Make a call, send a text. And there were some that had a little bit of internet capability, but it was very, 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 very primitive internet capability. There were no pictures. There was no color. You could get a little bit of information on via internet on some cell phones in the early 2000s. Steve Jobs said, we're going to do something different. What we're going to do is we're going to take the computer and we're going to take these MP3 players that we made, these iPods, and we're going to take the traditional cell phone and we're going to put those all into one device. And his people at Apple, his engineers said, are you crazy? That's ridiculous. Nobody wants a computer and an iPod and cell phone capability all in one device. Nobody is going to sit on that little tiny device and go on the internet and listen to music and call and text people on that little tiny device. Nobody wants their whole life crammed into that one thing that could fit in the palm of their hand that can go in their pocket. Steve, are you crazy? Are you nuts? Are you high? What's wrong with this guy? Does he really believe this is going to happen? This was not even 20 years ago, people. People thought he was ridiculously crazy for believing this. This disagreement that he had with everybody. There was no one who agreed with him when he originally came with this idea. It was him against the world, literally. Now it sounds silly, right? Because he disagreed. But not only did he disagree, people, I want to make sure I'm emphasizing, he was also correct. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at dreallday.com/ASAP. That's dreallday.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three. Today's topic is, if everyone agrees with everything you're doing, you're probably not doing anything. Here's a question for you. What's something that you believe that most people don't believe? See, Steve Jobs had 100 of these answers. I'm not telling you got to be Steve Jobs. Maybe you can come up with one or two. If you want to help humankind move forward, you better have at least one. What's something that you believe in that people think is crazy? What's something that you believe that you don't even say too often because you don't like arguing with people who laugh at it or tell you you're crazy or start challenging you by asking you all these quote unquote logical questions about your belief, your crazy belief? What is something you believe that most people will look at you and say something must be wrong with you for believing that? If you're going to be a person who makes progress happen in life, here's where you need to supply an answer. When I came out of college, Penn State Altoona, NCAA Division III school, I wanted to play professional basketball. Not many players who play D3 basketball play professional. Not many players who play D1 play professional basketball. Most athletes who play amateur sports never play professional sports. Coming out of a D3, it was very unlikely that I was going to quote unquote make it, but I ended up making it. And then it became something that now I get emails and DMs from Division III players, from NAIA players, and players who have not even played college basketball, players who didn't even play high school basketball, reach out to me and say, well, what do I need to do to become pro? Not because I became the Wizard of Oz, but because they see where I came from and what I ended up accomplishing. And they say, okay, there are a lot of people out there who would disagree with my ability. This is the player talking. my ability to go pro because I only played D3 or I only played NAIA or I only played JUCO or I didn't even play in college or I didn't even play in high school. But look, here's a guy who did it. Here's a guy who came from a very humble background in basketball. He made it pro. So now I believe I can. So see, my disagreement with conventional wisdom has now empowered and inspired a whole bunch of other people to believe that it's possible for them. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do it, but they believe it's possible. And then I supply as much information as I can for them to be able to do it. And if you happen to be one of those people, you should probably read my book called The Overseas Basketball Blueprint. You can find that at dreallday.com/blueprint. See, if you're going to be a person who makes progress happen in this world on any level, here's where you need to supply an answer. What is something that you believe? It could be something just about you personally. As the example that I just gave with myself, it could be something you believe about you personally. If you believe it, once you do it, people may think it's crazy. But then after you did it, now everybody's like, well, you know what? It's possible. You know what? This might happen again. Now a whole bunch of other people who fit your same background, your same profile, now they're going to believe that they could possibly do it. I mean, it wasn't but 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago, where people said a person with no political experience whatsoever could not win the presidency of the United States. It happened. Now, if anybody who doesn't have political experience says they might run for president, we can't laugh anymore. We can't say, no way. We can't say that's ridiculous. We can't say, what are they thinking? We can't say, don't they know any better? We can't say, don't they know how things work around here? Because it's already been proven that it's possible. See, what that does, it opens up doors for other people to think it can happen. You may not ever meet those people. You may not be able to reach out and touch those people directly. But because of your example, now other people are empowered to think, you know what, maybe I can do something that hasn't been done before too. So if you're that type of person who wants to help the world move forward, you consider yourself to be a leader, a creator, someone who's going to do something that hasn't been done before that makes this place, being the world, better because of your presence after you're gone, here's where you need an answer. Let's recap today's topic. If everybody agrees with everything you're doing, everything you're saying, everything you believe, you probably aren't doing anything significant. Point number one. If all you're doing is based on what is agreed upon, the world doesn't need you because everything you're doing is already existing. I mean, we could replace you with a replacement level human being. In sports, they had this stat called your production above a replacement player. Okay, so your production above a replacement human is zero because all you're doing is what anybody else could easily do. You're not bringing anything new to the table. Doesn't mean you can't be a good person and make an honest living and be happy. However, point number two, all human progress happens as a result of somebody who disagreed with what is, what was, or what will be. And then on top of that, they proved themselves correct. Then it became accepted. Now, in order for us to move forward again in that specific area, somebody has to disagree in a new way. Then someone else in a new way. Then someone else in a new way. And each time, we make more human progress. And all human progress is based on people disagreeing. Point number three, what is something you believe in? Something that you're doing, something that you represent that most people do not believe. Most people think it's crazy. Most people are trying to advise you to just give up that wild idea. If you're going to be a person who makes progress happen, who moves this world forward, moves humankind forward, helps us progress, here is where you need to come up with an answer. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to dreallday.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to dreallday.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.